And unfortunately, in society, at times we have to put labels on people or come up with terms. It's not always the best way. But as someone who's able-bodied, I know what it's like and can occasionally take for granted the ability to do what I want, when I want, at any particular time I want. But if you're someone with a disability, those options aren't always available. And Ability Links, you may not have heard of them. They're a free funded service supporting people with a disability in New South Wales. And I hadn't heard of them before. It's great to have Leah Coffin on to give us a little bit more detail on it. Leah, good morning. They're called Linkers. Tell us a little bit about it.
Hi, Todd. Thank you for having me on. Yeah, so we have Linkers who work with people who have a disability or developmental delay, helping them connect back into their community. Usually talk to people around what their goals are in community, and Linkers work with people to help them reach their goals.
Do you find, Leah, that some people with a disability feel that their goals, their dreams, their wishes are taken away from them and they may never, ever get the opportunity to do some of the simple things they've always wanted to because they're just getting by?
Yeah, and sometimes people that we've talked to have found that their whole world has revolved around disability services and funded support. And Ability Links is there to work with people who want to look outside of their funded services and outside of disability supports to see, well, what's really going on in my community and how can I be involved in what's happening?
So what are some of the things they can do and how do you go about bringing this into play?
Yeah, so we actually put no limits on what people can do in their community. It's really guided by each individual. But if a person with disability wanted to engage with Ability Links, it's really as simple as giving us a call. We don't have any diagnosis requirements, and we don't have a formal referral pathway.
Okay, so what are some of the things that are happening in the community at this stage?
Sure. So in regards to working with people, we've had one young lady who has worked with her local linker in Lake Macquarie to get connected with a horse riding group. She's really passionate about riding horses. And after she was connected with a horse riding group, she then came up against the challenge of actually traveling to the center. So this young woman now has sparked an interest with her that she wants to be a travel trainer so that she can not only learn how to travel independently, but she can also help other people with disability travel independently in their community. So it's kind of a flow-on effect that has happened for this young woman.
And I think you've really hit a very poignant point. And it's not just the exercise itself, it's the exercise of getting there, the logistics. So it might be a case of, as you said, she wanted to do horse riding, but that's not just the big problem. It's how do you get there, who picks up, all that kind of thing. And it doesn't just happen, does it?
No, it doesn't. And a linker will work through that whole circle of what needs to happen for a person in their life so that they can reach that goal. It's not just about what would you like, here's the information, and away you go. Yeah. Linkers really understand the complexity of what's going on for people.
Which local organizations and businesses are Ability Links associated with?
So currently, Ability Links is involved with quite a number of local businesses. We have out in Maitland and in Wyong, the Linkers there have been busy working with their local government councils to help the councils build more accessible events. So you'll see a bit of a change in the big major events that Maitland Council and Wyong Council are putting on. So look for your Linkers at those events. We also have been working with schools so that Linkers can start to build a relationship with schools and teachers so that they can be a first point of contact for parents who may have concerns about their child's development.
It's true what they say. It's not often what you know, it's who you know. And by the sounds of it, having Linkers who know the movers and the shakers who can get things done, that seems like it would be very important to your organisation.
Yes, Linkers are out in community every day, very busy, doing promotion of the program, meeting people in community and trying to build even bigger networks than we already have.
Are you looking for Linkers at the moment?
We have a few positions that pop every now and then. We are looking for some Linkers in Wyong, and advertisements tend to go up on our Vinnie's webpage.
Okay. Look, it's a great initiative. And as I said, when you stop and think about it, you think about the end result, but you don't think about all the things that have to go into making it happen. The organisation, talking to these people. I'd imagine things like insurance and abilities for people to access a certain site, depending on what they wanted to do. And it is very complicated, and it would take an amazing amount of time. But I imagine the rewards, not just for the person involved, but for the linkers, would be just amazing.
Yeah, we've had just some amazing outcomes, and you can find more stories on our website, abilitylinksnsw.org.au. Many stories on there that show the scope of work that a linker can do.
Fabulous. Leah, thanks for your time this morning. We will have a link on the 2NU RFM Todd Show Morning, Todd Sargent Morning Show page, and we'll make sure that we get the word out there. Have a wonderful Christmas, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Todd. Take care.
A lot of people working very hard in the community, making life that little bit brighter. A lot of work goes into it. And if you're interested in being a linker, make sure head to my page, 2NURFM.com, and you never know, there might be a spot for you as well. Or you know someone who could benefit from the help of the linkers.